It's Luke chapter 12, reading from verse 13. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?" Then he said to them, "Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." And he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man produced a good crop. He thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I'll say to myself, 'You have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool. This very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself, but is not rich towards God." This is the word of the Lord.
Okay, I've got a story this morning that Jesus told. So if it's a story that Jesus told, it's really, really important. So I hope you're going to listen very, very carefully. Okay? Great. It's a story about a fool. It's not very nice to call somebody a fool, is it? If Joe was to call his brother Reuben a fool, Reuben wouldn't like it very much at all, would he? In fact, the Bible tells us not to call each other fools. We shouldn't say to each other, "You fool." This is a story about a man who God said was a fool. So if God calls somebody a fool, that's pretty serious, isn't it? And the thing about this man is that he didn't look like a fool. He looked as if he was a very clever man. He looked as if he was a very successful man. He was actually a man who'd done very, very well. He was a rich man. He had lots of money. So he didn't look like a fool. His friends didn't think he was a fool. But God said that he was a fool. But God knows our heart, you see. Our friends can only see the outside. But God sees what we're like inside. And the God who sees what we're like inside, he knew that this man was a fool. A fool in the Bible is somebody who can't see what's absolutely obvious. Absolutely staring him in the face and he just can't see it. That's what a fool is in the Bible. Okay, so let me tell you about this man. He was a farmer. And he was doing very, very, very well. And he was doing so well that he actually thought to himself, "I'm going to knock down my barns and I'm going to build bigger ones and I'm going to fill my barns with grain so that I'll be able to stop working, I'll be able to retire, and I'll be able to spend the rest of my life enjoying myself, eating, drinking, being merry. I'll be able to do whatever I want with my life." A lot of people would love that, wouldn't they? I was listening to somebody on the radio the other day, and the interviewer said, "What are your ambitions in life?" And he said, "To win the lottery and to retire. To win the lottery and to retire." He actually thought he was going to do that. That's his ambition. What his ambition was in life. To win the lottery and retire. Lots of people would like to be like this rich man. So the man made his plans. "I'm going to knock my barns down. I'm going to build bigger barns. I'm going to fill them with grain. And I'm going to spend the rest of my life doing what I've always wanted to do. Eating, drinking, enjoying myself." What's that, Joe? That's right. Joe says he should have been doing what God says. Well done, Joe. That's completely thrown me now. But we may as well finish, because that's what I was going to say. Anyway. That night, God said to him, fool. Can you say it? Fool. Tonight, you're going to die. Tonight, you're going to die. You know, I remember at school, when I was at school, we had an assistant headmaster. He was the one that, if you were naughty, you went to get six of the best. The headmaster didn't do that. He gave his dirty work to somebody else. He gave his dirty work to the assistant headmaster. So when you were naughty, in those days, when you were at school, if you were naughty, you had to bend over and get six of the best. And Mr. Banks was the man who used to give us the six of the best. And he retired. And we had a... For some reason, we actually gave him a gift when he retired. Seems a strange thing to do to a man like that. And that night, he died. It wasn't very nice. We came to school next morning and the headmaster said, Mr. Banks died during the night. The first night of his retirement. We don't know when we're going to die, do we? So God said to this man, fool. And I want to give you three reasons why this man was a fool. Number one, he forgot God. If you read the story, and Graham just read the story to us, it was all about what he had done. All about what he had achieved. I've done this, I've done that, I'll do this, I'll do that. God didn't come into it. He forgot God. And the Bible says a person who forgets God is a fool. He may be a very clever person. Don't all do that, will you? He may be a very, very clever person. He may even write books about the God delusion, or something like that. And the Bible says, it doesn't matter how clever he is, if he forgets God, he's a fool. Because God stares us in the face. He's the most obvious thing. And everybody has a little voice inside. Everybody has a little voice inside which says, you know, ah, you've come back. There is a God. There is a God. And we ought to be giving him time. And we ought to be thinking about him seriously. Everybody has a little voice inside that says that to them. And do you know what the Bible says we do? We all do, everybody, we all try and ignore that voice. We ignore that little voice. And we get on with doing what we want to do instead of listening to that little voice inside us. We forget God. And to forget God is to be a fool. He forgot God, and secondly, he forgot death. He just thought he was going to go on forever. We know we're not going to go on forever, but we don't like to think about death, do we? But death is the most obvious thing in the world. It's going to happen to all of us. And we should be ready for it. We should be thinking about it. And not to be ready for death is to be a fool. There was an old preacher many, many years ago who said this, and I think he was right. He said, there is nobody so old that he doesn't think he'll live another year. There's nobody so old that he doesn't think he'll live another year. It's true. But we don't know that we're going to live another year. We don't even know that we're going to live another day. We die. And some of us die when we're very old. Some people die when they're young. Some people die when they're middle-aged. But the day comes when all of us will die. And the Bible says after death, judgment. After death, judgment. So to forget death is to be a fool. So to forget God is to be a fool. And to forget death is to be a fool. And finally, he was a fool because he forgot the poor. He forgot the poor. He said, I'm going to store these things up for myself. I'm going to store these things up for myself. I'm going to spend on myself. I'm going to do what I want to do. He forgot the poor. And you know, the God of the Bible is a God who loves poor people. He's concerned about poor people. You know what the God of the Bible says? He said to rich farmers in the Old Testament, if you are ploughing, if you are harvesting, if you are bringing your harvest in, if you are bringing the barley or the crops in from your field, make sure that you don't go into all the corners, and make sure you don't go round the borders. Make sure you leave some in the corners and along the borders of your field, so that the poor people can come and help themselves. That was a law in the Old Testament. You had to remember the poor. And if you had an orchard or a vineyard and you were going through the bushes or the trees, beating the bushes so that the fruit fell down, you were only allowed to go through once. You were only allowed to beat each tree once. And of course you always leave some fruit behind. You weren't allowed to go and do it a second time. You had to leave the fruit that hadn't fell the first time for the poor, for the people who didn't have anything to eat. And you know, the world is full of people who don't have enough to eat. The world is full of children, millions and millions of children who are dying every day because they haven't got clean water to drink. They get diseases which, if they lived in this part of the world, could be cured in 24, 48 hours. And they die of these diseases because they haven't got clean water to drink. And that's a terrible, terrible thing. We had an email as a church from a young lady in Uganda recently. And she said, I'm learning to be a nurse. And I'm an orphan. My brothers and sisters, who are aged from 2 to 8, are dependent upon me. She was 16 years of age. And she wanted to be a nurse so that she'd get a job and be able to support her brothers and sisters who've been orphaned because of AIDS. Her parents had died of AIDS. So we as a church were able to send her something, and we were able to send her enough to get her, to enable her to finish her course so that she'll be able to get a job, hopefully, and support her brothers and her sister. She emailed me the other day and said that they're now having to live in the church because the floods, you know, the floods that have hit Africa, they've hit Uganda, that area of Uganda, Soroti, where Jane lived. And the houses are being devastated by floods, and she's having to live in the church. There's an enormous amount of terrible poverty in this world. And if we forget the poor, we're going to be answerable to God for it one day. This story tells us that. It's a foolish thing to forget the poor. So what do we need to do? We need to remember God. We need to remember that we're going to die. We need to remember that there's going to be a judgment. And God, one of the questions that God is going to ask us is, what have you done about the poor? And we need to repent. We need to say, I'm sorry, God. And we need to go to Jesus Christ, who died for us on the cross so that our sins can be forgiven, and who rose again from the dead to be our Lord and our King. And we need to follow him and be part of his kingdom, live for God, and live for the poor. So that's the end of my story about the fool, the foolish man, the rich fool, that story was called.